You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Well, if you watch the National Geographic Channel, or I think something like it, you watch Doomsday Preppers, this is your Sunday. These are your readings. And here we go. Spooky readings. End of time, end of this, things are happening, and all of that. And at first glance, there is something kind of spooky about it. Why? Because of all the major religions, Judaism, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, we Christians are obsessed with the end of time. We can't get enough of it. It's like going to Six Flags and getting on the scariest ride. Ooh, that looks spooky. Want to get in there. Oh, end of the world. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. We're going to get on this, and we're going to go this way, and we're going to go that way. And we as Christians, we're the weirdest religion about this. We're obsessed. Now, I think we've got many reasons to be obsessed, I think, but I'm not going to get into a whole lecture on that, but a few things first. Believe that Daniel and Jesus are trying, instead of maybe talking about some big cosmic cataclysm that's about to happen, I think they're trying to say, well, let's narrow that down a little bit and let's look around. And that is true. Every day we have to be on guard because our world can end. I'm not talking about the universal cataclysmic ending. You can fall into a hole and break your leg. Or, driving back, you could get hit by a car. Or, you could go to the doctor this week and the doctor can tell you some unhappy news about something that you have just contracted that is not nice and not pretty. Believe me, the world is ended. Or, we as human beings, when we clump up, we're a strange group when we clump up together. It's hard enough for us to get along as neighbors. But when we do clump up, we've got one clump and we got another clump. And we got several clumps out there. Okay? And for some reason, we don't like it when we clump up. Or at least this clump doesn't like that clump. So, what do we do about it? We go to war. Since day one, since we've been on this planet, we've been throwing things at each other. And we will continue to throw things at one another. This is the aspect of life in general, of which Daniel, and I believe Jesus, is saying this. He says, these things are happening. Life comes at us, and it comes at us fast and furious. However, Christians then, now back to us, we look at these readings, and we look for something that's kind of just way out. But nonetheless, we got to deal with it. Catholics somewhat, but some of our more fundamentalist Protestant brothers and sisters really get into this end time stuff. Really looking for Jesus to come back. And looking for everything. Oh, this happened, that happened, this happens. You know, over in Israel, and then this earthquake over here. So, okay. trying to put it all together. But if you really listen, and this is the strange things about us Christians, is that if you really listen to people talking about the end times, there's almost a delight in the fact that someone's going to hell. It's like we're on the winning side. Who doesn't want to be on the winning side? Here's where we get a little competitive. Hey, yay, Jesus, we're on the winning side. I've got the winning answer. I've got the winning church. I do the winning prayer, whatever it is. And so that we can go into the end zone, let me use a football analogy, spike the ball, say, yay, we win, you lose, we go to heaven, you go to hell. And there's something kind of fun about that. We want to be on the team that goes carrying off, singing, you know, everything. And there's sort of a delight in watching these people hang their head and march off to hell. How cool is that? And you sense it. You sense it in the end of the world talk. Once again, us Christians are the strangest people. We like to say that God is love, but we hope that some people go to hell. It is the strangest phenomenon. So we say one thing. Oh, yeah, God is love. Yeah, Jesus is love. But we're hoping that Jesus and God is not forgiving everybody, because that will get us kind of angry. Instead, we will hope that some people go to hell. Or end of time people. You may not be that way. That's kind of a real negative way of looking at it. There's another way of looking at it. It's like, I want to figure out God's plan, as if God has put up this cosmic puzzle. And some of us like doing puzzles. You might be a puzzle person. And if you're a puzzle person, then you might look at the end of the world this way. Okay, this earthquake happened over here, but then this thing happened over there, and this is about to happen over there. Now, if I put these three or four or five things together, if you're a Mayan calendar kind of crowd out there, all you Mayan calendar people, you know, this could get you all get going for a while. I think that's going to supposed to happen pretty soon. So that'll get you going. Figuring out the puzzle, figuring out what God has to say, figuring out God as if we could read his mind, as if, and this is once again, it's a power thing. Both of these things, wishing that some people go to hell or trying to figure out God as a puzzle, is really self-centered. All about me. Either I'm God's special confidant, or I can figure God out, or else this is how I want the world to end, and this is how I want things to work out. It's all self-centered. Wow. That is a trap that we as Christians fall into pretty easily, and we could be manipulated that way through fear as well. What are we to do? The book of Daniel. The wise shall shine brightly like the splendor of the firmament, and those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. In other words, throughout our normal, everyday activity, life happens. And Jesus today is saying, and Daniel is challenging us to be wise, to see that at any moment, we may be called upon to be the servant of Christ's love and peace to a situation that may be needed. In other words, somebody might be in distress and needs us. We could be in distress and in need of others. And it is in those moments that Jesus is present and Jesus comes. And it is those moments in which we reflect Christ's love by being present to the person in front of us. And that is important. If we're too busy looking at the stars and trying to figure out this, the puzzles, or we're too busy trying to separate people and be angry, we do not have time for the people in front of us. And Jesus is saying, that is where I am at. I am there in that moment. Can we be present in this moment? So it is not about figuring things out. It is not about fear. It is about right here, right now. Jesus says, I am with you. And he says, even in the gospel, these things will not pass away. This generation will not pass away until these things come true. Every day we have the opportunity to be a messenger of Christ's forgiveness and compassion. And that is what we are to do. You know what? If the earth ends, it ends. But if it does end, let it end with us helping one another. Because in the end, it's not only good for us, it'd be good for the people who we do help.